They're selling postcards of the hanging. They're painting the passports brown. Beauty parlors filled with sailors. The circus is in town. Then in walks the blind commissioner. They've got him in a trance. One hand is tied to the tightrope walker. The other is in his pants. And the ride's quiet. They're restless. They need somewhere to go. This lady and I look out tonight on Desolation Row. Now Cinderella, she seems so easy. Takes one to know one, she smiles. Puts her hands in her back pockets. Betty Davis style. And in walks Romeo, he's moaning. You belong to me, I believe. Someone says you're in the wrong place, my friend. You'd better leave. The only sound that you can hear after the ambulances go, Cinderella sweeping up on Desolation Row. Now Ophelia, she's at the window. For her, I feel so afraid. On her 22nd birthday, she already is an old maid. To her, death is quite romantic. She wears an iron vest. Her profession's her religion. As soon as her life is missed, though her gaze is fixed upon another great rainbow, she spends her time peeking in on Desolation Row. Now the moon, it's almost hidden. The stars are beginning to hide. Fortune-telling lady has already taken all her things inside. All except Cain and Abel and the hunchback of Notre Dame. Everybody's either making love or else expecting rain. And the Good Samaritan, he's dressing, he's getting ready for the show. He's going down to the carnival tonight on Desolation Row. Now as time disguises Robin Hood with his memories in a trunk, passed this way an hour ago with his friend who just funk. Where he looks so immaculately frightful as he bummed a cigarette, and he went off sniffing drain pipes and reciting the alphabet. Well, you wouldn't think to look at him, but he was famous long ago for playing electric violin on Desolation Row. across the street. They nail the curtains. They're getting ready for the feast. The Phantom of the Opera in the perfect image of a priest. Well, they're spoon-feeding Casanova to get him to feel more assured. Then they'll kill him with self-confidence after poisoning him with words. And the Phantom shouted to Skinny Girl, get out of here if you don't know. Casanova's just been punished. Going to Desolation Row. Now at midnight, all the agents and the superhuman crew going round up everyone who knows more than they do. Then they take them to the factory where the heart attack machine is strapped across their shoulders, and then the kerosene is brought down from the castle by insurance men who go make sure nobody's escaping Desolation Row. Now Dr. Phil, he keeps his world inside of a leather cup. The Phantom of the Opera with his trying to blow it. His nurse, some local loser, she's in charge of the cyanide hole, and she also keeps the Kaiser Reed. Have mercy on his soul. Oh, and they all play on the penny whistle, yes. You can hear them blow. If you lean your head out far enough on the Desolation Row. Praise be to Nero's Neptune. The Titanic sails at dawn. Everybody laughs about which side are you on. Ezra Pound and T.S. Eliot, they're shining in the Shaftes Tower. While Calypso singers laugh at them. Yes, and fishermen hold flowers. Of the sea where lovely mermaids flow. Nobody has to think too much. Desolation Row. Yes, I received your letter yesterday about the time the doorknob broke. When you asked how I was doing, was that some kind of joke? All these people that you mentioned, yes, I know them, they're quite lame. I have to rearrange their faces, give them all another name. Right now, I can't hear too good.
Thank you.